It's Bull's Eye on the Afternoon with Andy Bull Barch and Matt Douglas on AM 930 WEOL.
Out on location here at the University Hospital's Avon Health Center for our spotlight on Avon Bullseye on the Afternoon on AM 930 WEOL. Andy Bull Barch joined alongside Matt Douglas. And we have another guest with us right now, someone that's been on the show a couple times before, Avon Planning Coordinator Pam Fechter's with us. Pam, thanks for joining us. How are you?
Thank you, gentlemen. Thanks for having me.
Well, it's a pleasure to have you here with us out on location, showing us one of the many jewels that Avon has to offer. And I think the last time we spoke to you, you know, you had mentioned that, you know, things are going pretty well in the city of Avon right now. You said, really, all I'm doing is I'm waiting for things to come by my desk, and my days are extraordinarily busy. So it sounds like that's a theme that certainly has continued into the new year.
That is a theme that's continued. We have a lot of fun stuff under construction right now. We have Culver's new burger and ice cream. That should be open by early summer. We've got Main Event, most of people have seen on Chester Road. Mm-hmm. That'll be a great entertainment spot for your family, and they're set to open up in May.
Two very cool places, and I think two places that really get the kids excited as well, because you were telling us a little bit about Main Event. I think the first time we had you on, you were giving us some of the details, and boy, it just sounds so interesting, because people think about all these indoor entertainment venues and just how they've evolved over the years, and it sounds like there's something for everybody at Main Event.
There is something for everybody. You're going to find just a handful of video games, but you're going to have bowling, you're going to have zip lining, you've got a full restaurant and bar. It's just, we find more and more entertainment things coming to town and lots of things to do. We've got Play Cleveland that opened recently. They're another great place with a rock climbing wall, another zip line course. You've got ropes courses, American Ninja. Just something for everyone to get out there and just enjoy the summer's coming.
That's really hit us kind of the fad here. More and more I see that on my Facebook feeds popping up, friends who are running those American Ninja courses, and you don't think, you always wonder, like, where do you go to do that? It's right here in Avon.
I think that's one of the first ones in the area where you can actually go and do some of the training on the course. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah, that stuff's fascinating.
Well, when you go and you load up on a Butterburger and you get, you know, mustard at Culver's, you got to go burn it off somewhere, right?
Exactly. So. We have a lot of fun stuff you'll see coming to town this summer. Keep an eye out. There's a lot more entertainment that'll be coming our way. And even though people don't want another hamburger place, there might be one around the corner that might be showing its head in the next month or two.
Listen, there's always somebody out there who wants another hamburger place, Pam.
I was just going to say, you know, Matt and I are pretty similar in that regard. We're always looking for the garden variety.
Sure. So.
There's a lot of boring industrial stuff and medical stuff coming down the pike, too. But most of the people out there like to hear about the pool, fun stuff we're doing with the playground.
Sure.
We have a history walk, story walk. There's a lot of fun stuff in the city for everybody.
Very cool stuff. Now, I think when we had you on last time also, we were going over some of the details also, the Menards and the Meijer, which I think is interesting, too, because, you know, we just had Dana Doney on here, and Dana and I both went to Bowling Green, and one of the first things you see when you get off that exit to go to Bowling Green is that gigantic Meijer. And I immediately fell in love with Meijer, and I, for many, many years, couldn't believe why there wasn't one around. And now we're going to have one here pretty soon.
We're excited. Both Meijer and Menards are right on schedule. As soon as the weather warms up a bit, they will put their shovels in the ground and get going for an opening in 19. You're going to find Meijer is going to be located on Nagel Road across the street from Levin Furniture. And Menards will be breaking ground across the street from Cabela's on Chester Road.
Very cool stuff. Now, speaking of Levin, I think we had you on last time. The purchase had just gone through. Somebody had purchased that lot, and they were slowly yet surely building. Now, we don't know who exactly is going into that same lot where Levin is, but there's some framework being done for like a small strip, or what is that?
Yes, we have a company that's come in and put a speculative retail building. It's got a number of condos that would be available. So as people come in, they want to set up retail in town, they can go to this location, pick the square footage they want. And I think there's room for maybe 10, 15 different retailers in that location, just depending on the sizes that come in.
Sure. Pam,
neat concept.
As we continue on here at Avon, it seems every summer we're announcing something new kind of coming into the area, which is great, obviously, for all the reasons. Ideally, is the idea to kind of draw more people into Avon or just make life a little more comfortable for the people living in Avon? What do you guys hope for, I guess, from that aspect of the city?
Well, we would like to see, I think we have quite a bit of retail now.
Sure.
We're doing well. We've got everything you need. You don't even have to leave town for anything you need. We've got a number of restaurants. I would like to see maybe a little bit more diversity in town, a little bit more office. Like I mentioned, we have some medical and some industrial coming along. Things, we're not out there looking for things. They're finding us, which is a good problem to have, but we do like to keep it slow and steady.
Sure.
We still have some farm roads out there that need repaired, and we'd like to make sure that we're being cognizant about what's going on.
Well, that's got to be something. And when you say people are coming to you now saying, we think Avon's the place for us, I mean,
it's
you guys really
fun.
Hit the mark. Yeah.
It's really a lot of fun. We take pride in our community. And as I mentioned, we try to find something for everyone in town, from the oldest to the youngest. And we love that we've got a sense of home.
Yeah, no question about that. Again, we're talking with Pam Fechter here, Avon Planning Coordinator here on Bullseye on the Afternoon. And, you know, we've covered a lot of ground here so far, talking about a lot of the new facilities that have gone up. And it's interesting that you say that. You know, my fiance and I moved to Avon back in June, and, you know, she's still kind of blown away. Like, because every now and again, I'll say, you know, we got to go to places we don't normally go to. And, you know, we're not that far away from Avon Commons. And it just seems like Avon Commons was one of the first things I noticed when I first started rolling through Avon 7-8 years ago. And, like, there's still so much cool stuff going on in there that sometimes you forget about all the other areas around it. You had detailed the area on Chester Road, all the new places that are going in. I frequent Duluth Trading Company because I think it's fantastic, but that's just like one of many now. It's almost like once it was established that Avon Commons was as great as it was, you guys were able to branch outside of that and really kind of develop all the other areas as well.
We did. Mitch Snyder did a fantastic job having the foresight to bring Avon Commons in. I have only lived here since about 2004, and since I've been here, I've seen that area constantly filled. There's new and exciting stuff in, but I'm finding that all the other kind of neighborhood developments that are going on, such as City Center, such as development on Chester Road, it all seems very deliberate, and it all comes together very nicely.
Yes, very nicely as well. And I mean, speaking of, you know, I think we touched on it briefly a few minutes ago, but, you know, I can remember driving to and from Crusher Games when I lived on the east side, and I saw them building that brand new exit there on Nagel, and I thought, boy, that's interesting, because, you know, growing up on the east side, whenever I would come out here, Avon hadn't blossomed just yet. I mean, I think it was in the early stages, but now you've got three exits with that new one going up a few years ago. It is incredible, and I'm sure from your perspective, it's incredible, it's hectic, and it's busy and all those things because you see these things happen so quickly, but I'm amazed at just how fast that particular exit has taken off.
I am as well. It really, they knew when they opened that up that it was really going to open up that area for development. And it's just fantastic to see that Cleveland Clinic came in, and I think with having that icon in your community, that brings people itself. So we have a lot of development that's coming in just centered around that. But opening it up, you gave three different areas of town a chance to open and start to bloom. And I think you'll actually start to see that at 611 in Chester as well at that exit.
What makes that whole exit so fascinating is that you're so close to Cuyahoga County as well, too. I mean, you're basically a stone's throw away. I mean, you're not that far removed from Bay and Westlake and all those bordering cities that are right there on the county line. Also, when people come out to visit me, that's one of the things they say. They get off the exit, they say, well, that's a lot closer than I thought.
Exactly, and that has helped a lot with some of our major corporations in town. They're trying to tap into that talent, and that talent doesn't want to live in communities there for small families. Some of them are still single, some of them are just starting off. They want that downtown living, but they're able to drive for 20 minutes, get off the highway, work in Avon, jump back on and go home back to their downtown living. So we've been very fortunate. They're able to pull people from all over the place.
And it's not just building brand new facilities. Also, I know that recently it was announced there's going to be a bit of a facelift for the new community center as well. What kind of details do we have there?
I know that from talking to the mayor today, the flooring is being ordered. It should be here any day now. I would say within the next month or so, that should be up and going. It's a nice little area of town. It's Northgate, one of our older communities. Very family-oriented. The park there is very nice. And to have the community center in that neighborhood, the Lions Club has their meetings there. It's just another nice touch to the community.
Yeah, no doubt about that. And, of course, you know, you mentioned that there are so many things that have certainly blossomed over the last 5 to 10 years. This beautiful facility we're sitting in right now, University Hospital's Avon Health Center, hard to believe it's been around almost 20 years. But, I mean, I think it just goes to show that, you know, while there are a lot of new areas coming up, staples like this that have been around here for a long time often not forgotten as well.
No, not at all. You walk in the door and it looks like a brand new facility.
Right?
No one would ever dream that this has been here for 20 years.
Sure. We were just telling Dana that, weren't we?
Yeah, we were indeed. And I think that's the uniqueness that Avon kind of brings, is you still get that old kind of classic town feel, but with all the new businesses kind of popping up, you get the new modern era kind of all in the same time, Pam.
And every once in a while, you do see the old come together with the new.
Uh-huh.
But I do think whether you've been here for your entire life or whether you're to the community maybe a year, everyone does have that sense of community pride. And I do enjoy working under Mayor Jensen. His love for the community is real.
Mm-hmm.
And everything he does with thought and trying to make a place to bring people together and not want to leave Avon, to be able to have everything you need here in town.
And I'd imagine that's a big part of your job as well, is kind of hearing what the people in the community are saying, hey, we need this kind of in the area, and then you find a way to bring it to them.
We do. Sometimes the requests are a little exorbitant. I mean, everybody
sure.
wants me to bring IKEA,
yeah.
and I would have to say I would agree. I would love to see that come to town.
There's
those
like
are out
what?
There listening, give me a call.
There's like, what, three of those in the United States or something? They're so spread out.
They are
out.
So
yeah.
large.
Yeah.
They're really large.
That's
crazy. We get a lot of interesting requests, and I think, as I mentioned, there's a couple new things that are nosing around that I think probably by early summer people will be excited to hear.
That was my next question. I know you mentioned
nice
that there
tease.
Are some things that could be on the horizon, but we can't mention a whole lot about those. But you mentioned the timeline. Hopefully in the summer we'll know a little bit more about it. One last question for you, because I was curious, and I was going to ask you this last time we had you on. You know, with all the new things going up, all the new facilities, the new ideas, how tough is it to balance that with some of those that believe that they want some of the historical context, you know, still kept in line as well? Some of the old historical buildings, old historical facilities that still serve a purpose. How tough is it to balance that?
Sometimes it is tough. I will have to say that the city does take that to heart. We recently purchased the Jameson Homestead on Detroit Road. It has been used as an antique facility for probably around 40 years. And we've purchased that for a visitors bureau. We would like to keep it with the young ladies in there working, doing their antiques. We think it's a great location for us to partner. But while we're helping them, we would like to restore the building back to long, long time ago and bring it back to the Jameson Homestead it once was. And we're always keeping our eye out for those old houses, those old buildings that people may be wanting to get rid of. We are looking to kind of see what we can do to help someone update them or come in and update them ourselves. It's very important. Our history made us who we are today. There's
sure.
a beautiful history walk at the Avon Aquatic Facility on Detroit Road. A little walk through the woods that'll show you kind of where Avon came from, who some of our settlers were, and what brought us to where we were today.
Very cool stuff. Well, we're excited to hear about these new things coming to the city as well. You gave us a small glimpse. We won't say anything about it, but we appreciate the heads up, because now Matt and I are both extraordinarily excited about that. But a lot of cool, new, exciting things happening here in Avon, no doubt about that. Pam, thanks so much for stopping by and giving
thanks
us some
so
of your time.
Thanks so much for having me.
Yeah, always a pleasure to have you on. All right, let's step aside and take a quick break. Matt and I will come back here in just a few as the spotlight on Avon continues at the University Hospital's Avon Health Center. It's Bullseye on the Afternoon on AM 930 WEOL.